Hey there, this is Kelly from Love People and Make Money. You're listening to episode number 88. And the topic is five ultra simplified biz project phases. So here are the five phases. Preparation, execution, experience, celebrate, evaluate. Preparation is all the thinking, dreaming, planning, and researching from the moment that the idea pops into your head all the way through to the point where you've decided and you're ready to start doing something with the idea. For some people, the preparation phase is their favorite. They love ideas. They love dreaming. They love researching. They love creating lists. Like, they'll start a Trello board and they'll fill it with all the fun ideas and imagine all the ways that it's going to be awesome. There are people who just adore preparation. Like, it's their favorite part of being in business. You know, hey, it should be fun. It really should be fun. Ideas should be fun. Next phase, execution. Now, I said this is an ultra simplified list of five of biz project phases, and it is. It's highly simplified, but execution encompasses all the doing, all the creating, writing, graphics, videos, sales pages, emails. It even includes all the promotional efforts, all the marketing, all the doing that takes the project from dream to reality. That's execution. Then we've got experience. The experience, all the moments where you get to experience the way others experience what you've created. The experience. Maybe it's a virtual event that you prepared and executed, and now you're experiencing the dates on the calendar, people showing up into the Zoom room, responding to your emails. It's the experience. Maybe it's a coaching program. Maybe it's people using a product you created. Maybe it's seeing people engage with an item of content, a blog post, a podcast, an email. It's the experience. You prepped it, you executed it. Now you're experiencing the way other people experience what you created. Next phase, celebrate. Celebrating. You prepped it, you executed it, you experienced it, and now it's time to go, yes, I did this. You actually created something all the way from start to finish. Do you know how rare that is in the world? Do you know how many people get stuck in preparation? Do you know how many people come to a grinding halt in the process of execution? Do you know how many people never even get to the experience phase? The fact that you rolled through all three and have something to look back on is amazing. Celebrate. And the final phase, evaluate. Evaluating a business project. What do all the feels say? What went right? What felt off? What do you want to do differently? What do the numbers say? You know, what was the conversion rate? How'd the sales go? My dinner just got delivered. That was the beep at the door. So forgive me if I'm a little discombobulated now. Okay, so we were just talking about evaluate. What do the feels say? What do the numbers say? The evaluation phase needs to lead to a moment where you say, so what? Now what? You know, you have to do something once to do it twice. So the evaluation phase isn't about declaring something a failure or a giant win. For me, the evaluation phase is an invitation to consider, what's my next iteration? Sometimes I evaluate a project and I do know I never want to do it again. I'm so glad I give myself permission to play and experiment and try new things. And I give myself a chance to say, you know what? Didn't create what I wanted. Probably not going to do that again. But way more often, I look at a project and I think, what do I want to do differently? How do I want to play? What does the next iteration look like? So do you get stuck in some of these phases? Or do you skip? Do you skip a phase? And those are really great questions. I think a lot of people do get stuck in preparation. I think some people get stuck in execution. Like they think and dream and plan and research, and then they get down to the actual doing, the creation process, and mentally they get so in a twist that the execution phase just bogs them down. And something you thought you would release next month becomes something you release next season, becomes something maybe at the beginning of the next year. You know, you just get all bogged down in the execution. And keeping in mind that in my ultra simplified business project phases, execution includes marketing the product. There's a lot of folks out there who have a product all but marketed. You know, there's video shot, there's a sales page mostly written, there's all these prepared items, but the trigger hasn't been pulled and you haven't actually promoted. If you get stuck in preparation phase, if you get stuck in the execution phase, the greatest gift that you could give yourself would be to be part of a group mastermind, because a little extra encouragement and accountability can go a long way to keep you moving through these phases. You might also want to work with a coach, because when it comes to getting stuck in the execution phase, it's often this pesky little fear that it's not good enough yet that leads to a lot of extra fussing and bothering and kitchen sinking to whatever it is that you're trying to create. I don't know anybody who really gets stuck in the experience phase. If you can get to the point of the experience, if you've planned it, executed it, then, you know, it's all gravy from here. Except what if it didn't create what you wanted all the way? I think it's a lot to ask for any one business project to create everything I want all the time. There's always room for things to be different or better. So I don't see many people getting stuck in the experience phase. But you know the step that people often skip entirely? Yeah, it's the celebrate phase. People like to move straight from experience to evaluate. Like, boom, done. All right, what do the numbers say? Like, was it a success? Was it good? Is it bad? What? Like, just boom. And hey, this is an important phase. Celebration is an important phase. It's a little self-care. It's a little entrepreneurial self-care to pause and celebrate that you are one of the few that actually took an idea all the way through execution into experience. Celebrate that step. A lot of us entrepreneurs want to jump straight into evaluation. And I want you to think about how important a celebration is. Think about a five-year-old's birthday party. Everybody comes to the party and we're like, hey, light the candles. And someone says, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Let's review the last year. Remember that temper tantrum you had in the Target in February? And I didn't take you to a store for the next 6 months. Like, let's look at that. And remember, you know, I did have to change the sheets on your bed 17 times last year. So clearly this area of your life is still an issue. Like, can you imagine jumping into a birthday party with a desire to evaluate the last year of a child's life? It'd be utterly ridiculous. We're there to celebrate the fact that they're even here on the earth. And that's the attitude I want to bring to celebration with my business projects. When something wraps up, to just have a party, light some candles and celebrate it. Celebration is not a bogarted evaluation attempt. Celebration is pure and simple acknowledgement that I'm an entrepreneur and I took one of my ideas through the idea phase, through the execution phase, into the experience phase. And that is rare and worthy of acknowledgement. Celebrate that stuff. And then, yes, after we've had the cake and ice cream, let's evaluate. Let's go back and take a look at it. And I wonder, what does evaluation look like for you? For me, it is a mix of looking back and asking, you know, did I enjoy that experience? What parts of that experience felt easy? Where did I find that flow state? Was there any part of that project that I found myself dreading or procrastinating? I want to feel that all out. I want to evaluate how it felt to do. I've been in business 20 years. I don't want to do shit that I don't enjoy. But then also, what do the numbers say? How was the conversion rate on the sales page? How much traffic overall was I able to get? How many JV partners did I motivate? If it was a challenge, how many people finished the challenge and got the prize? What do the numbers say? Is it creating more of what I want in the world? For me, in my feeling self and me in my entrepreneurial profit focused self, what did it all do? How did it all turn out? And then asking that question, so what, now what? Do I want to do it again? What do I want to try differently? So five ultra simplified biz project phases. Big questions to leave you with. Do you get stuck in any of these phases? Do you skip any of them entirely? And do you enjoy some phases way more than others? And what might that mean for your future choices? What elements of your business projects really need to be outsourced because you procrastinate and delay and don't bring the best to it? And what things have you outsourced that maybe you ought to bring back home? Just because you can outsource something doesn't mean you have to outsource something. What do you think about when I share these ideas with you? Where are you stuck? What are you skipping? And so what, now what? What you want to do about it now? Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me. I appreciate you. See you in the next episode. Go love people and make money.